Welcome to this installment of Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local, brought to you by Efficiency First Installation and Contracting. I'm speaking with Craig Smith, owner of Epoxy That. Craig, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it. Let's start off by telling our listeners, what exactly is epoxy?
In the simplest terms, it is it becomes a plastic. It's much harder than plastic, of course. It's the epoxy that I use is Canadian made, all made out of in Quebec. Basically, it's a plastic.
Now, I've heard of this stuff, and I have to say it's a pretty revolutionary product. Now, tell me, why would I want to go this route when there are so many other solutions around, some of which are a natural finish, which is likely not as resilient to stain or damage, I imagine?
The advantage with epoxy is people spend thousands of dollars on granite, quartz, marble. When they damage it, it's done. They've wasted their money. With epoxy, I can replicate anything. Granite, quartz, marble. I've done it. It looks fantastic. You cannot tell the difference.
Craig, you've given me a bit of background about you off air that I'd like to share with our listeners. You were a firefighter for 35 years, as I understand it. Then you got into the construction business. Tell me, how did all this come together for you?
Epoxy That started about 4 years ago. It was done by a challenge from my brother. And I was getting tired of doing construction work. And it's heavy work. It's a young man's job, really. And so my brother challenged me to build a table for him. And so I built an epoxy table, and the rest is history. We haven't stopped since.
Now, switching gears for a bit, I understand that you've decided to hold classes on how to do what you do. Tell me, what was the thought process there?
We're going to have a class for people who just want to learn the basics of epoxy. I think in the spring we'll go to a more advanced class if you want to build a table. If you want to do a river table or whatever, I'll show you the basics.
So you've got someone who's interested in refinishing a table or starting a project from scratch. What can they expect from coming into a class held by you?
I'm more than happy to provide that information to other people to show them what they can and can't do and how to expect the different dyes, the different liquids, the different powders, the different paints, and how they all react differently.
So you'll have to come back and tell us all about these classes that you've decided to do once you kind of get that all figured out. So moving on, Craig, you know the theme of this discussion is proudly Canadian and proudly local, and Epoxy That definitely fits that bill. What do you tell customers who insist on not only buying local but buying Canadian?
The products that I use are all locally sourced. If I do a river table, I go to the river and I pick up the stones, I pick up driftwood there. I go to a local sawmill and purchase the wood there. Everything is local. Canadian epoxy, Canadian everything.
So we're going to talk about that terrible T word, and of course I mean tariffs. We can't get away from it. We haven't seen the full effects of that as yet, of course, but we know it's coming, and I imagine this is a concern for you as well. Craig, when your customers are really worried about every dime, they want to know it's really from Canada, don't they?
When people walk in my door in my shop, I have a sign that says I'm proudly Canadian, and I am a proud Canadian, and the tariffs and Donald Trump has really caused a growth in being a Canadian and a search as to what that means.
You know, even with all the fear and uncertainty that the economic future holds as far as tariffs and whatever else is in store for us, I still hear people tell me that the enormous Canadian pride that makes us what we are still exists.
We have our own identities, and it's an amazing time that we're living in. Could cause a lot of fear for people, but if we're a Canadian, we are resilient.
Couldn't have said it any better. Craig, thank you very much for coming in to see me today, and we'll look forward to more info on your upcoming classes. You've been listening to Craig Smith, owner of Epoxy That. That's it for this edition of Proudly Canadian, Proudly Local. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Evans.